international candidates. Unfortunately, some of them were not able to come along tonight, so they're not having their interview. If you have any questions or messages for candidates, remember, still use the hashtag CIN15 and UCElections. Got loads of messages coming through, lots of support for candidates, lots of criticisms of candidates as well. We'll be going over those messages again a bit later on. Coming up now, we've got the first of your candidates for the LGBTQ rep. First up, we've got Ashley Reed, and he's been interviewed to you by Jack Elliott. But to begin with, we'll find out a little bit more about what the LGBTQ role involves.
Candidate Interview Night 2015.
LGBTQ Officer.
The LGBTQ officer represents the view of students who do not define themselves as heterosexual or cisgendered. They ensure that the university is taking the differing needs of these students into account so that the university creates a comfortable environment for everyone. They are responsible for raising awareness and understanding of LGBTQ issues.
Thanks, guys. I'm Jack Elliott. I'm here with Ashley Reed, a candidate for LGBTQ officer.
Hi.
Hello, Ashley. So, first, for anyone who might not know, what does the LGBTQ officer do and what is expected of them?
So, the LGBTQ officer, like, first and foremost, chairs the LGBTQ network.
Yes.
So, is responsible for those meetings, is responsible for ensuring that campaigns are going all the time, is responsible for ensuring that LGBTQ students at York are represented within USU as well. And there was another thing that I was about to say, which is completely gone.
Don't worry, maybe think about it in one of the many other questions I've got lined up. So exciting. So I hope you can agree, Maddie did an amazing job in her role over the past 2 years of her time at York. How do you plan to build on that and develop the network even further?
Well, I mean, one of the reasons that I came to York was because I'd heard that the LGBTQ community at this university was really good, not necessarily the city, but... what I think is kind of lacking at the moment is a really strong link, especially with the disabled students network. We have a clash with them right now.
Yes.
Like, disabled LGBTQ students, which meeting do you go to?
Yeah.
And that's a big problem, from what I can tell. There's also no real information about what the LGBTQ network does in the freshers packs, like, whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, one of the other major things I want to do is to really push for awareness of groups that aren't covered by the acronym.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone knows LGB, less keen on T, Q might be completely unknown, but what about asexual, what about intersex, what about demisexual, you know, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. push for that as well.
Okay. So, talking about actually the freshers packs, do you have any, like, initial ideas about what you might want to get in for freshers? Because I know that a lot of people won't know about the network, won't know where the meetings are, won't think to look on the website. Obviously,
yeah.
Freshers pack is the first thing that they'll see. So what would you like to get in there?
First and foremost, information about when the network meets, as you said. What we do, like information about the kind of campaigns that we do. I think it's much easier at the moment to hear about LGBTQ social and the stuff that they do. You know, all the nights out. That's a lot more obvious. That's on the society's page. You can see that there. The network, there needs to be information about that. There also really sort of needs to be just information about what the different groups in LGBTQ are.
Yes.
Because this isn't something that you should just aim at LGBTQ students. You should be pushing awareness of all the different groups to, you know, cishet people as well. So, you know, define what the groups are, who's represented, what can we offer them. Yeah.
Great. How will you ensure that the network is as attractive as possible to new members? So people that might look at the meetings and think, oh, I'm not sure if it's for me, it would be your job to kind of reel them in. So is there anything that you do differently with how the network meetings are run in order to make them more engaging?
Oh, God, that's a difficult question. I really like the way that the network meetings work at the moment.
Yeah.
I think that something that's been really good in the past 2 terms has been the sort of the discussion groups right at the start.
Yes.
And it might be good to sort of continue stuff like that, have a sort of a presentation discussion at the beginning, and then move on to the sort of the meeting-y stuff. I don't know.
That's okay. So, over the last year, one of the main things that happened in the network for the first time was we kind of partnered up with another organisation. That was the first time it had happened, basically. Is there any particular organisations or charities that you think that York LGBTQ Network might benefit from kind of alliancing with? do you think?
I'm not sure about this either. Different groups.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for your time anyway, Ashley. Back to the studio.
Your union.
Your questions.
Your candidate interview. Right.
So we've got there the first of the LGBTQ candidates, and now we're going to have Jack moving over from one studio to the next. He's going to be taking over Kat's position here in the driver's seat, presenter seat, and he's going to be leading what is the welfare debate. The full-time office debate, welfare and community officer, let's not forget the community part. It's the least contested sabbatical position this year, and let's first see and hear what it entails by getting a lovely package from my very own Josh Kerr. When I find where it is on our system, because I've lost it. Here we go, Josh Kerr.
Canada Interview Night 2015.
Welfare and Community Officer.
The Welfare and Community Officer.